That's great news, certainly for the Spartans, and we're looking for all the good news we can as proud partners of Michigan State University. So that's all good news, so good for them. Let's see. What did I want to mention here? Oh, we got a couple of things happening today that I think you'll enjoy. We'll just leave it at that and bring it up along the way. We have the gentleman who helped us yesterday look ahead to this very important State of the Union address. It's one of the most important speeches mandated by the Constitution that a president can give. And I'm not going to ask Aaron Call from a political standpoint his thoughts about the speech, but because of his professional ability and knowledge, I'm going to ask, well, let me stop talking as if he's not here, University of Michigan Debate Program Director of Debate Aaron Call. Good afternoon, Aaron. Nice to have you here. I may as well say this to you as I say it to my audience. I'm only going to ask you at this moment, what helpful notes might you offer President Biden reflecting on his presentation yesterday?
You know, it seems like the overarching goal he had was to try to get rid of the age argument or the concerns that exist about his stamina, his age to seek re-election. And I think he did that, but, you know, looking at some of the criticism after the speech, some people may have thought he overdid it, that he, and they telegraphed it in advance, saying that you're going to see a really energetic and engaged president talking. But I think some people could see that as energetic and alert, and others could see it maybe going a little bit overboard and kind of yelling or screaming. And so there's a kind of a perfect medium somewhere in there that you could strive for. But, you know, he had a really difficult job, and he had to both throw out some things, some red meat for the base, because some of them have abandoned him or are uncommitted to voting for him. But he also had to try to attract moderates and independents into the fold on issues over immigration. So doing those things is tough and requires a deft touch, but he tried his best. And his finally, the kind of the engagement with the crowd, that's something that's risky, but just kind of given his senatorial background and like engaging with others, especially back to the 2023 address, that seems to be a strength of his. And I thought that worked for him by kind of engaging the crowd and defending his positions vis-a-vis some of the booing that he received.
Yeah, he does engage, and he likes sparring. He, you know, he's been around a very long time. He is, frankly, just like former President Donald Trump, a completely different guy. Well, former President Trump is not terribly different, but Joe Biden is way different than he was when we started interviewing him many, many years ago. I mean, it's just a fact. Like, we all change as we age. I just, somewhere along the way, and I know he was pushing, he probably was worn out today, but I don't even know if he's been seen yet today, but he wanted to be forceful and show he could do it. But the bar had been set so low by former President Donald Trump, he merely had to show up, which at one point I thought he wasn't because he was so late, but he merely had to show up and stand there and give a speech, in this case about an hour and 10 minutes, without falling over. And so he accomplished, he got over the very low bar that was set for him by President Trump and others. But trying to be forceful and showing he had the energy to carry on another 4 years, which he doesn't, he was scowling. Is it just me to say that? But didn't he look like he was scowling most of the time? And certainly, you brought it up, Aaron Call, it did appear that some people felt he was yelling much of the time.
Yeah, he. I could definitely see people thinking that, and it's so tough to, you know, get reaction from these addresses because people come in with their opinions, and so there a lot of them may be unlikely to change. But, you know, on some of the issues at the very beginning, it's clear that he feels very passionately about it. He was giving a speech in the Capitol Rotunda, the place where, you know, January 6th happened, and so he especially got emotional about that. But, you know, a lot of the events he was talking about happened right there, and so and many of the people in the audience were there at the time, so he's kind of bringing people back to a very, you know, ominous time. And so he did, you know, was very passionate about that. I think he feels strongly about you know, protecting Ukraine and you know, is worried just about democracy, not just domestically, but abroad. And if that doesn't work out well, what other countries could be in peril. So he's certainly has a legacy and a lot on the line with this. And, you know, so you don't want to kind of be too personally invested, but, you know, if nothing else, I think it showed he knew how important that this speech was, and what the stakes were, and really did, give it, his all. But it's just a 1 hour speech. And if he did pass that low bar and he was helped by lower expectations, he has been for a good part of his career. But if even with an energetic performance in an hour speech, if he follows it up with other gaffes or stumbles, literally or physically on the campaign trail or the airplane, things like that, then it's going to, you know, overcome and erase some of the benefit that he may have received last night. So the only time will tell if it can be more of a consistent message that he displays.
Yeah, if he doesn't hide in the basement again, which worked last time, and they may think that would work this time, I don't think that it will. But you're right. I mean, there are going to be other problems. And unfortunately, well, heck, Gerald Ford stumbled, and he was probably the most athletic president we've ever had, by the way, playing football at the great University of Michigan. But he stumbled, and then Saturday Night Live ran with it, and they made Gerald Ford look like a bumbling idiot when he was not. So it'll be interesting to see how the news media and the comedians at night, if they treat this president a little differently because he is their party, Democrat. So it'll be fascinating to watch. I just thought, to me, a speech as important as last night's State of the Union, to me, generally, is supposed to be a speech where a president talks to everyone and talks about the big tent and we're all in this together. And I didn't get that sense last night. Did you?
No, it was not your typical State of the Union address, something that's, you know, mandated by the Constitution that's ceremonial. It was more of a campaign speech. It was occurred later, the fact that it was in March, and just had Super Tuesday, and he's down in the polls, so I think he felt the need for urgency to make it more of a campaign rally style as opposed to the traditional State of the Union.
I know that Brian has the music, and for good reason we got to run, but just a quick note, Senator Britt, from Alabama, who gave the other side, which I'm against the other side reflecting the same night as the, you know, one's mandated by the Constitution. This other one is mandated by television. It was very much later after the speech by the president. Did you see Senator Britt at all?
I did. And I think if anybody gets a Saturday Night Live treatment, it'd be more likely it'd be her, given that she's being introduced to the country. But it's the toughest speech in all politics. I don't think she did herself many favors, and it was just a kind of a dark tone and contrast. The age contrast worked, but I don't think the content as well.
Different strokes for different folks. I'm a very emotional person. She seemed to be emotional. I bought it. I liked her. I thought she, you know, I wrote a note here. People are going to make fun of her, and you just said it. Saturday Night Live will do. They will
She's
do
a
skit.
Rising star, so not
the last. There's a lot to work with there. All right. Appreciate your help, Aaron, all the time. Thank you so much.
Anytime. Take care.
Aaron Call, Director of Debate, University of Michigan Debate Program. Get off my lawn! Didn't no one else heard him say that last night? I swear the president said that at one time or another. Okay, we continue on WJR.